is a Patriots Friday, and Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai will join us in about 15 minutes at 7:20. And then after that, we will get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt said about the wide receivers on this football team and what they must do if they are to get it right. So that is coming up, but we have some leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I have a food and sports lead for you all on this gorgeous Friday.
Okay.
The Athletic did a little investigative journalism after finding out that Uncrustables is the NFL's favorite snack. I don't know how you feel about Uncrustables. I think they're delicious, especially when in the freezer. They found out that the league goes through at least 80,000 Uncrustables a year. They went one step further and found out what teams eat the most, and they broke it down by week. So the top of the league for consumption, the Jaguars come in at number three with 315 Uncrustables a week. The Seahawks come in at two with 320 a week. And the number one team, would anyone like to guess?
Patriots?
Kansas nope. City Chiefs?
Nope. The Broncos, 700 Uncrustables a week for the Broncos throughout the NFL season. What's the worst part of this article? They don't even mention the Patriots once.
Really? Well, aren't they still, they're enjoying bologna sandwiches, if I remember correctly, over there.
That's right.
That's what they serve.
And so. Street meat in London.
Yeah.
So you like that? Like, I've seen them. I've never had one.
You get bologna really sandwiches good. And chips and stuff like that.
They're very good.
So it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Well,
and
it's like a perfect snack, like especially when they're cold. The jelly's a little bit,
don't you put them in the freezer?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then what, do you got to put them in a microwave?
No.
You just take them out?
Yeah. It's like a frozen treat.
Ugh, that sounds, it looks disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well, I just found that interesting. Would that Uncrustables is the snack of choice.
Wiggy is more of a Hot Pockets guy.
I like Hot Pockets. But like it looks like a peanut butter and jelly. Would you want a cold peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No.
No, I would not.
So how are
Uncrustables? I mean, room temperature is really... although my mom used to make me grilled peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know if you've ever had that or not.
Oh, that sounds delicious,
like
though.
It's like a grilled cheese, but with peanut butter.
But it's like, you know, you make it the night before and then put it in the refrigerator. Like, who wants to eat it? And that's what I feel like.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I feel like they're for kids, but kids will eat anything.
Yep.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Very
Wiggy,
welcome.
Hello, good morning.
All right, hello, good morning. So I have a couple leads. I don't know which direction I should go in. Should I go into the world of basketball or should I go into the world of football?
I guess... Was your lead yesterday a basketball lead?
No, it
was a football lead.
Yes.
Go basketball.
All right, I will go basketball. And I will say this, it's not because I would like tickets to the Celtic game. So this is just me being a green teamer.
Uh-uh.
I have to say, thank God for the Boston Celtics. Because if the Boston Celtics weren't as good as they are and our expectations weren't so high on them, what the hell would we be watching around here?
I don't know.
The Red Sox stink. The Bruins, after going to last night's game, I'm like, whoa, this season don't look like it's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
Forget about Mayo being fired. Who knows if Montgomery's going to make it through the year.
Who gets fired first, Jim Montgomery or Gerard Mayo?
Montgomery. All day long.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's not his fault that Swayman, they wouldn't pay Swayman, and so Swayman is rusty. That's not on Jim Montgomery.
He's got 3 years under his belt, though, after the season.
Yeah. Who's that?
Montgomery, so.
Yeah.
Like, this is his third season.
Oh, yeah. And I think with Mayo, there's no, like, Kraft is already kind of like, he's went too far down the road of, like, I identified this guy, black head coach, former player, great guy in the community. He's went like too far down the road to fire him after one season. I don't, you know, maybe he does after the second season, but he's definitely not getting fired after the first season. And then, you know, we talk about the Patriots stink, the Red Sox, at least with the Celtics, you know, I'm sitting at the Bruins game and I'm not able to watch it, but I'm kind of looking at it on my phone and the way that they're playing, like they're dominating.
Bummer about those beer prices, though.
Yeah, the beer price. I told you, the internet is the internet is so capped. I believed a lot of stories on the internet. Now I don't know where to go.
But all of us were defending the honor of the Celtics, and you just kept going
against them. Because, listen, I thought AI was the way to go. When you put it in, the first thing that comes up is that AI Google.
Yeah, and I told you the AI Google thing is wrong.
I thought that was supposed to be, like, spot on AI Google.
This is an outrageous question to ask, and we were joking about it the other day, but this is back-to-back games to start the season – where the Celtics have had a 30-point lead.
Yep.
Not very common at all in the NBA. Is it possible that they could do something that has never been done? Is 82-0 on the table for the Boston Celtics?
No.
But it is
No. I think. But what about?
I think they could win 70 games, though. Is that what's the record for single season games?
73.
So I think
Golden
they break
State.
A record yeah. this season.
What's the home record for the Celtics? 41-1 or?
Yeah, they had a good one last year.
No, with the 80s.
I think it was the 86 Celtics.
Celtics. Yeah.
Where they only like lost like one game at home. Yeah. Is that? Something that potentially they could go after.
Have to go undefeated at home.
But I'm not sure if it was
last year. They only lost four games at home.
I jinxed them on that last year.
I'll find out what the Celtics home record was in the 80s.
So it's impossible. Stymie in the Twitch chat says it is impossible for an NBA team to go undefeated.
Yes.
I mean, that's like saying, do you think the Dodgers will go 160-2?
Well, 73 or 74 is the record.
Yeah.
Right?
You could go for that.
So, you can.
So that would mean, what, 8 more games. Is it possible not to lose those extra 8 games? Mm-hmm.
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, because it's not something that you're going, it's impossible if the record is 74 wins and there's only 82 games
in
the season.
Nothing is impossible.
Right, but if the record was 60 wins. When it's like 22 games away.
Yeah, you have to win.
But if you're only like a handful of games, then there is, even though it's small, but there's a chance.
Possibility. Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Great lead.
Appreciate it.
So we were talking earlier about Jerod Mayo and what some of these guys were doing in London, England, and about coaches and discipline. And consequences. And so I thought it would be interesting to hear from Brad Marchand, who talked yesterday about something that we had discussed on this program earlier this week, and that was Jim Montgomery mid-game after Brad Marchand turned the puck over, coughed it up, if you will, berating him on the bench, going so far as to even give him a little bit of a shove, how dare he, on the bench. And Brad Marchand was asked about that yesterday, and this is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, people are very, very sensitive these days, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, it's unfortunate how coaches are scrutinized over things like that. There's a lack of accountability nowadays because, you know, people can't handle the heat, and you make a mistake like that, you deserve to hear about it. You know, I'm glad that he said something about it. If he didn't, we would have a much bigger issue. So the fact that that's something that we're talking about is, you know, it's disappointing, but that's the way things are today.
Oh, hear, hear.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that refreshing, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody who, you know, screws up and is okay hearing about it from their boss.
Right.
And hearing about it in a loud voice with a shove at the end.
But he's cut from a different cloth, though. You know,
is that the shove that they're talking about? He barely even touches it.
Yeah.
And he has pads on.
And Brad Marchand, though, you have to remember, he's 36. Like, this could be an old guard way where the Patriots don't have that. Like, you're talking about 22-year-olds who are soft now.
Right. Yeah. Poultra? Is that how you say the kid's last name? Poultra? Would he react the same way? You know, like, so I guess I feel like Brad Marchand is more of the old school way of thinking type of player.
Yeah.
Where we had it a couple years ago. We saw how DeBrus didn't take to that type of coach.
Yeah, DeBrus would have hated that.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that attitude from Brad Marchand. So that is our leads. Those are our leads this morning. We're going to talk to Jelani Tavai next on a Patriots Friday. Here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now. Start with the 99 restaurant. The Bruins fell to the Stars 5-2 on home ice. I don't know how I just started that. Let's start again.
You want to redo them?
Yeah. We're going to redo it. Trending now, brought to you by the 99 restaurant.
Bang.
The Bruins fell to the Stars 5-2 on home ice last night. A tough night for Jeremy Swayman. He was in goal. He had 27 saves in the loss. It's the Bees' third consecutive loss, and Captain Brad Marchand not happy with what they're putting out on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of our own doing. We're not taking care of pucks at the right time, and obviously taking too many penalties. So there's definitely areas we can clean up. You know, we can be cleaner on the breakouts and come together. You know, we're definitely, it's of our own doing, which is a good thing, I guess, because we can rectify it. We got to get back to playing the right way for 60 minutes and doing the right things all the time and understanding that, you know, success is hard and we need to play a hard game to win. That's how we've always won, and we just need to get back to that. So we'll work on that tomorrow.
Isn't Marchand a good example of how a locker room can get a guy in the right direction, too? He wasn't always this guy,
No. But
he was fortunate to play with Patrice Bergeron and other great leaders, which got him to where he is, which is sort of exactly what the Patriots are lacking.
I think in hockey, you can have, it's the one sport where you can have a guy in the locker room, leadership-wise, who isn't the most skilled player, but is a Sean Thornton-like player,
right,
who can be a get-everybody-in-line kind of guy, which Sean Thornton was for that team.
I've always been will over skill.
Yeah. Yes.
The Celtics started slow last night, but they ended up dominating the Wizards on the road to get 2-0 on the season. 122-102 was the final in Washington. Jaylen Brown led the way with 27 points, while Jason Tatum had a double-double, 25 points and 11 rebounds for him.
Celtics 40-1 at home in 86, so
okay,
it is possible.
Thursday Night Football had the Rams beating the Vikings 30-20. The Vikings falling into that post-Lions game trap. Good little fact by Scheim yesterday. Matt Stafford completed 25 of 34 passes for 279 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had 1 interception in the win. Tonight, Boston College welcomes Louisville to Alumni Stadium. 7:30 kickoff. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And the World Series also kicks off tonight. The Yankees take on the Dodgers out in L.A. First pitch, 8:08. Gerrit Cole is taking the mound for the Yankees against Jack Flaherty. And kids eat free at the 99 restaurant every Sunday in October and on Halloween. Visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 42 degrees and clear. Afternoon high, 61 in Boston.